At the Africa Climate Summit in Nairobi, African leaders suggested a worldwide tax on carbon. They want big polluting countries to give more help to poorer nations. The leaders plan to use this idea when they talk at the COP28 summit in November. They also want support for a tax on things like fossil fuels, ships, planes, and global money transactions. Africa is very affected by climate change but only gets about 12% of the money it needs to deal with it. The Nairobi Declaration wants to make sure there is enough money for climate-related projects and to protect the issue of tax increases from political pressures. Right now, about 24 countries have taxes on carbon, but a worldwide tax hasn't been popular. Still, this declaration is a big step for Africa in dealing with climate change and being a part of worldwide climate talks. The Africa Climate Summit was about getting money to deal with extreme weather, protect nature, and create renewable energy. The summit got promises of $23 billion for green projects from different governments, banks, private investors, and people who want to do good. But African leaders say more changes are needed to meet Africa's money needs. Some people didn't like the summit because they think it supports fake solutions like carbon credits, which let polluters pay to pollute without really changing anything. Others said the summit didn't talk enough about how to help Africans deal with extreme weather.